Welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you. You're glad you're along for the conversation. My next guest, well, he's a little concerned. He's a little concerned that people get a little nugget of something on social media, and then they go wild and spread disinformation. Of course, it's fine if you're on the left. If you're on the right, and there's a little bit of anything that tarnishes your truth, you'll be shut down immediately. Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Free Speech America and Business for the Media Research Center. Dan, always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. It's nice to we never have anything to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing going on. Very quiet. But you saw the same thing I saw this week, which was Border Patrol using horses. And horses are intimidating because they ride up to people, you know, they're big and they, you know, you can just ride back and forth. It pushes people back. That's why they use them for crowd control at concerts and other events, right, in Washington, D.C. and so forth. Mounted police can be intimidating. But there's this caption on this, some pictures showing, you know, Border Patrol whipping Haitians with, you know, bull whips. The guy's riding the horse. He's got a leash, or excuse me, the reins are in his hand, right? I mean, it's totally false what they're saying. And yet it goes everywhere. Tell me about it.
Well, and I mean, it goes everywhere from, you know, top journalists and top networks, CNN and PBS and places like that. They go with this lie. And it's because, I mean, I get that they never leave the cities. Like, I'm a suburban guy myself. I'm not going to be all that critical. I have indeed, however, ridden horses.
Okay.
You know, and have, you know. But journalists live in the urban bubble.
Yeah, and they sure do.
But they also just live in the we want it to be true. I've told my staff this repeatedly. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right, absolutely. So you know, but you're exactly right about something here. And this is the problem with the media bubble when it's concentrated in New York and D.C. and Atlanta and L.A., is that most of these alleged journalists have never gotten anything out of their loafers. They've never put on a pair of work boots. They've never gotten dirt under their fingernails. They've never calloused their hands splitting wood. And they sure as a hell have never saddled a horse for riding. I've done all of those things, by the way. But they've never done any of those things. So they see a piece of leather, like, oh, they're whipping them. No, it's called the rein. It's how you drive a horse. It's the reins, people. It's just bizarre. And that's why most of the country spends our time laughing at them, is how stupid they really are. I mean, honestly.
Foundationally, journalism used to be a trade.
It did.
And that meant that the people who went into journalism, a lot of them worked for a living. They were blue-collar people.
That's right.
Even when I started in journalism, you saw a lot of people who weren't college types going into the field. Now it is an elite field where you have to go to Columbia or Mizzou or someplace like that. Those are ultimately six-figure debt schools.
That's right.
Which, you know, why you see the news media support.
You've nailed it.
You know, payment for college debt.
Yeah, you've nailed it. And here's the other thing about that, Dan. I mean, I worked in television news for 15 years for NBC and for others. And you'd see somebody new come through the door. Well, what do you want to do? I want to be a news anchor. Well, that's nice. How about I want to tell good stories? I want to figure out what's going on. I have a curious mind. I want to ask good questions. That's what a craft is. That's what old shoe leather reporting was. It was a blue-collar trade, just like you said. Now you've got people that just want to be celebrities. They just want to be famous. They don't care if they tell the truth. Don't tell the truth. That's irrelevant. As long as their hair looks good and their makeup's perfect, it's all it's all good, right?
Yeah, I mean, both sides have this problem. Everybody wants to be famous on TV and famous on the internet. Nobody wants to do the work that's involved, so you actually don't look like you're a moron when you do it. And so I get that, but it helps that, you know, you pay attention to a story. Journalists want desperately to just make everything a controversy when it fits their narrative. So you've had 15,000 illegal immigrants shoved under a bridge down in Texas. And that's not a story because they voted for Joe Biden.
Right, so right, right, right. But let's talk about that for just a second, because, it must be a tough week in the home of people like Chuck Todd, who are probably in the fetal position in his living room right now just weeping. Because Chuck Todd had to come to the conclusion that, my gosh, Joe Biden has a credibility crisis. No kidding. When did you arrive at that conclusion? And you see other people in the media going, wow, this really isn't going well. What did you expect? You put a feeble old man in office who's never been in charge of anything. He's never been the decision maker ever at any stop in his career, and he's never done anything except work for government. Although I think he said he wanted to be a lumberjack in Idaho, he said last week. I just don't happen to believe it, Dan.
Well, look, at every level the administration is failing, and I mean disastrously failing, to the point where, like you said, people like Chuck Todd have to acknowledge it. But they don't acknowledge it much because to acknowledge it much means they've got to report it. So there are Americans stranded in Afghanistan. We're not reporting it every day. If Trump had done it, they'd be reporting it. Americans held hostage day 47. Trump continues to fail.
Well, let me ask you this. All right, all seriousness. If Donald Trump had given the command for a Predator drone to go in and it killed a family of 10, including 7 kids, and it was lied about for 3 weeks because you cannot tell me they didn't know in short order what had happened on the ground there with this aid worker and his family, an aid worker that had helped the United States. This is a couple of days after the death of 13 U.S. military personnel by a suicide bomber in Kabul. And we sent in a strike. And they said, we're teaching those terrorists. We got ISIS-K and we did this and General Milley and all these. If Donald Trump had been president when that happened, it would be headlines every day, 24 hours a day, trying to figure out what happened, how the family was affected, who their relatives are. They'd have, and the media is doing its level best to ignore this egregious mistake. Yes?
Yes, of course. And just the same thing with the border. If Donald Trump were locking up 15,000 illegal immigrants under a bridge with poor water, poor health care, poor
what health care, what water, right?
Then of course it would be a major national news. You're Donald Trump mistreating illegal aliens, but because they don't admit that Joe Biden is shipping in 2 million plus illegal aliens into the United States, encouraging them with his policies, has an open border, etc. They can't tell these stories. So you've got, for all that the Joe Biden administration is incompetent, journalism has to be corrupt to compensate for it.
Dan, you know, if you ever need a chance to get off the concrete, You can come. No, I'll let you get your. I'll let you roll your pants up, get your feet wet in the lake. You can leave that suburban. I'm here to help you because I'm trying to facilitate some understanding out here, Dan.
I'm all for that. Like I said, I have indeed ridden the horse and certainly fired my share of guns.
Yeah, we're going to go full blown Huck Finn on you. Absolutely. All right, Dan. Oh wait, Huck Finn. He's been canceled. My mistake. Dan Gaynor, Vice President, Free Speech, America Business for the Media Research Center. Dan, I find you greatly entertaining as always. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Don't make me paint a fence.
Tom Sawyer, not Huck Finn. Anyhow, we'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.